Blackstone Publishing presents Convicted by D. Tenorio. This book is read by Kasha Kensington. For Christine Bell, who never let me fall too far, you're a friend, a cheerleader, a whip cracker, and a laugh when I need it the most. Thanks for being my hero. Never shall I forget the principles I accepted to become a recon marine. Honor, perseverance, spirit, and heart. A recon marine can speak without saying a word and achieve what others can only imagine. Chapter 1. Marquetta, California. The new cop was lying under a tree again. Sheriff's deputy C. Evigan had stormed into town and begun making friends in a big way. 4 drug busts in as many days had netted him the general enmity of everyone in the Wheels of Pain motorcycle club. The damages caused by those busts all over town had probably caused the enmity of pretty much everyone else. Now, thanks to the undersheriff's bulldog arguing, 12 members of the club had spent a full 5 days in county lockup. While the initial charge was assault, the possession with intent to distribute charges had disappeared like magic, thanks to another evidence breach. He'd managed to get disorderly conduct added for being high and fighting the officers when they'd been picked up. Again. The entire town knew the charges wouldn't stick, but it would keep those men out of everyone's hair for another few days. Well, everyone's hair except Katrina's. She had to haul her ass to the municipal center's detention building most every day to deliver any communication from her boss. Frank Carter had run the club and the town ever since her delinquent uncle got himself locked up a few years ago. Katrina had the fun of maintaining Cooper's Tavern, Uncle Red Dog's shithole biker bar, until he got out. Playing lackey to Frank was Red Dog's idea of putting her in her place for running away as a teenager and the subsequent decade of silence before coming home. Red Dog had been suspicious of her claim that she had nowhere else to go. He was always suspicious. But he'd put her to work and never imagined he'd let a DEA agent right in his front door. She smirked at that thought. It was probably better payback than her uncle realized. Dealing with Frank Carter fell somewhere below being mauled by a pack of rabid animals on her list of good times. But here she was, day in, day out, putting up with his shit. Because she had to.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?